For a decade, we have jointly invited an internationally known speaker to give the Peter M. Wege Lecture on Sustainability. Today, that honor goes to a Detroit native and a Michigan alumnus whose entire life has been focused on improving the human condition. Of course, I'm referring to Dr. Larry Brilliant, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Skoll Global Threats Fund. It's impossible not to be impressed by the scope of his life's achievement. Larry's impact has been felt from the prison buildings on Alcatraz Island, to the dirt streets of Indian Village, to the academic halls of this university, and to the boardroom at Google. He has appeared in a Hollywood film, Medicine Ball Caravan, and some think maybe he was a band groupie of sorts. He has been nominated for an Oscar on a documentary on polio eradication. It's clear, though, that what matters to Larry most are actions, and actions in support of people. Indeed, the common theme in his research, professional activities, and worldly engagement is humanity. That outlook and purpose is captured in many wonderful quotes by Larry, but here's just one. What is sustainable humanity? It's not simply an economic construct. Human lives are more than double entry bookkeeping, and human progress is more than increases in GDP. Our generation should bequeath to the next a world where people live healthier, longer, better lives in a world of peace and fairness, a more humane world. Civilizations should be judged not by how they treat people in power, but how they treat people furthest from power. Now, as the leader of the Skoll Global Threats Fund, Dr. Brilliant is charged with addressing five global threats to humanity: climate change, water scarcity, pandemics, nuclear proliferation, and Middle East conflicts. Just a few minutes ago, Larry said, tongue in cheek, "We should be done by April, and then I'm ready for the next few challenges." Of course, humanity and sustainability are both topics of deep and abiding personal interest to Mr. Wege, the Michigan corporate and philanthropic leader, who recently celebrated a birthday in his 10th decade on this planet. I'm delighted to report that the Wege Foundation, a longtime supporter of the University of Michigan, recently pledged to endow this series, ensuring that its message will be heard by generations to come. So thank you, Wege Foundation. And this lecture series, as with most things taking place on this wonderful interdisciplinary campus, is a byproduct of teamwork. So in addition to the School of Natural Resources and Environment, today's event sponsors are the Center for Sustainable Systems, which is home of the Wege Professorship, Dr. Jonathan Bulkley, the Peter Wege Professor. I've put the two names together there on you. And it is also the Center for Sustainable Systems 20th anniversary this year. We are also joined by the Office of the Vice President for Research as a sponsor and the School of Public Health, from which Larry received his master's degree in 1977. But the real honor of officially introducing Dr. Brilliant belongs to Mary Sue Coleman, the president of this great University of Michigan. And a university requires a leader of incredible vision to help it be great, to be innovative, and to be the leaders and the best. And under Dr. Coleman's guidance for now more than 8 years, the university has expanded its leadership on a number of fronts, most notably in enriching the undergraduate student experience, in enhancing interdisciplinary research across all of our 19 schools and colleges, in making sustainability a real theme of campus life, of education, and of research, and in expanding our international experiences and our international impact. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the great 13th president of the great University of Michigan, Mary Sue Coleman.
Thank you, Rosina. University of Michigan graduates are known worldwide for their leadership and their engagement with the world. Indeed, some excel in ways that give us pause because their work delivers such profound impact. Dr. Larry Brilliant is one of those graduates. You can read the highlights of his career in your program and they really are just highlights because his background is fascinating, deep, and incredibly diverse. The author of a publication here on campus aptly described Dr. Brilliant's persona as a blend of 1960s idealism, 1990s entrepreneurship, and 21st century technological know-how. Regardless of the philanthropic cause to which he is committed, and there have been many, Dr. Brilliant's work has a common denominator. He does not do small. From eradicating smallpox and securing peace in the Middle East to confronting the many dimensions of climate change, he is eager to take on genuinely complex issues of our time. And his approach to this work mirrors so many of the values we work to instill in University of Michigan graduates. He shows us the importance and impact of social entrepreneurship, whether through his own startups or by funding the work of innovators. He demonstrates the power of collaboration, of partnering with others, whether between academic disciplines or between nations. He carries out public service in ways that both inspire and give hope to those in need. And he shows us how critical it is to think globally, because our world has become so interwoven by technology, and the challenges we face are no longer contained by geographic or political borders. We are seeing that with the calamity in Japan and the economic, environmental, and human toll unleashed by the earthquake and tsunami. These are threats that require the response of not only Japan, not only Asia, but of the entire global community. That is why Dr. Brilliant thinks big, and as Dean Bierbaum told us, thinks humanely. He is the perfect choice to deliver the Wege Lecture, which helps us better understand the challenges and rewards of a sustainable world. We are honored that he is with us, and we look forward to his message. Please join me in welcoming the president and CEO of the Skoll Global Threats Fund, a Michigan alumnus and a respected leader, Dr. Larry Brilliant.